Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call-in for Catholics who attended Mass yesterday. What did you hear in church about Pope Francis's remarks last week about sexual morality? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or more accurately, it was about the church's relationship to those questions when he said the church has been obsessed with contraception, abortion, and homosexuality. Was he saying something really new? In a news conference yesterday, New York Cardinal Dolan called the Pope's language a breath of fresh air, but not a change in church doctrine. He said it seems like a more effective way to pass on the timeless teachings of the church that contraception, abortion, and gay sex are sins. Cardinal Dolan.
If the church comes off as a scold, it's counterproductive. If the church comes off as a loving, inviting, embracing mother who periodically has to correct her children, but who first and foremost loves and embraces them, then we're going to be effective.
Thanks, Mom. Hate the sin, love the sinner as a mother. Maybe same as it ever was. Catholic listeners, what did you hear in church yesterday after the Pope made all those waves? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What did you hear from the pulpit? What was the buzz in the congregation? We'll take your calls, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or you can tweet at Brian Lehrer or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, but I'd love you to call in and tell your stories about what people were saying about this incredible interview in an Italian publication with Pope Francis. And I wonder if he isn't just inspiring people by signaling change on the sexual morality and equality issues, or signaling something by saying the church has been too obsessed with them. But his whole stance of seemingly genuine humility and focus on the poor as a very high priority. He even said he's not a right winger, which is interesting that he framed anything in those terms. So how is it sitting with your local parish priest? And what were people in the pews saying yesterday before or after Mass? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We will crowdsource the reaction to Pope Francis's Italian publication interview with you right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now to your calls. If you are a Catholic who attended Mass yesterday, what did you hear in church about Pope Francis's remark last week that the church has been too obsessed with the sexual morality issues, contraception, abortion, homosexuality, or the new Pope's priorities overall? Susie in Weehawken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susie. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just want to say that I was at Mass yesterday, and our pastor, Father Alex Centura of Our Lady of Grace in Hoboken, said, "The church needs this Pope." And it was such a breath of fresh air to hear it, and I think, frankly, a big sigh of relief from the congregation that in a world of hurt, poverty, disinterest, disengagement, here is a Pope trying to bring everybody into the tent. And clearly, our pastor welcomed that news as well.
Would you characterize your pastor and your church community in general as politically progressive or religiously progressive?
I would categorize it as religiously progressive, but I think that many pastors and priests toe the line, of course. There's so much work to be done that they're not going to engage, perhaps, in verbal vitriol, but to hear this Pope talk this way, to see what this pope early on in his papacy is doing is, again, something that's welcome. And I didn't have a chance to talk to the pastor afterwards, but a complete coincidence that I was out to dinner with a family priest on Friday, and this was a much longer conversation over drinks, I might add. And this priest said that this was fantastic, that even as a he was a Franciscan, and, you know, there's always this sort of traditional rivalry among Jesuits and Franciscans, and he said, this is fantastic. This is fantastic because we have so much to do, and the tent is going to be bigger, that will be more inclusive instead of less inclusive.
Susie, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Yes, Pope Francis is a Jesuit, in case you didn't know. And Lori in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you? Love
Good.
Your show.
Thank you.
I was at the Jesuit, the very large Jesuit parish on the Upper East Side yesterday, and all the pastor did was say that Pope Francis had made this speech. The entire very large congregation just broke into spontaneous applause.
Really?
It was amazing. And the priest, the father, the pastor actually of the church then just said, well, I guess a few of you have heard, you know. So it was just a wonderful moment. And then when I was walking out of the church, you know, I shook his hand and I said, and he's not a right winger, you know. it was just a wonderful, as the previous caller said, like a breath of fresh air. Really wonderful.
Lori, thank you very much. Happy day in a particular Manhattan Catholic church. Frank in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Frank.
Hi. I listen to your program regularly. Basically, I disagree. Generally speaking, what is spoken of at a Catholic service, and I've attended Masses for the last 20, 30 years, every Sunday, Holy Day, is the Gospel, the Epistle, and sometimes the Psalms are spoken of, not topics, whether they come from the Vatican or wherever. That is not
well,
the case.
Well, we did hear from our last two callers that this came up.
Well, I'm calling from the Brooklyn Diocese, and I can assure you that is not the case, generally speaking. Even when the Pope speaks officially in encyclicals, it's never even mentioned as a rule.
Were you there yesterday?
Yes, I was.
And nothing, no
nothing
reaction.
Was said, basically, and the congregation just took it, what was said in the general procedure that goes on all the time. That's in the Brooklyn Diocese, which includes Brooklyn and Queens.
Right.
The Archdiocese of New York may follow a different schedule. I believe they transferred back to the Creed, the Our Father, the Commandments, and the Sacraments as a regular sermon topic. It is not general that what is said by a pope is followed through next Sunday or any Sunday. Even, like I say, even if the pope writes an encyclical, it is rarely mentioned at church service.
What's your own reaction?
Pardon me?
What's your own reaction? Have you heard the news about what he said last week?
Yes, I've read what he said. I think, basically, he's giving a somewhat different direction, a different idea. I think it's a worthwhile program, but it doesn't change the teachings of the church or what has been effect. May give a different emphasis, maybe make the church more cordial in receiving people, and that would be a good thing.
Frank, thank you very much. So one report from Weehawken so far, where it did come up, one from Manhattan, where it did come up, one from Brooklyn, where it didn't come up. Cal in New Jersey comments he was disappointed yesterday in church, and doesn't say here where in New Jersey, but he writes, I'm a lapsed Catholic. At the invitation of friends, I went to Mass yesterday for the first time in ages and agreed to go in large part because I was curious to hear what the priest might say regarding the Pope's statements. I was disappointed, not a mention. After Mass, my friend tried to engage the priest regarding his thoughts on what the Pope had to say. The priest said he had not read the interview and seemed uncomfortable, changing the topic and just kind of nodding along to my friend's vocal enthusiasm for what he had heard from the Pope. So, again, very different from church to church is what we're hearing. Mario in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mario.
Yeah, good morning. My only comment is that Dolan shows that he's still in the old ideas, whereas the Pope is such a breath of fresh air.
And Dolan used that term, a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, but he was hiding behind the woodpile, saying the same old things that have made people leave the church for the last 50, 60 years in Europe and the United States. And the Pope, he's going to stand the church on its head.
I don't know, Dolan, but I suspect that he may be in an awkward position, him and a lot of the bishops and cardinals. The American church leadership has been so focused on, you know, the Holocaust of abortion, as they see it, and lobbying against gay marriage laws, as Dolan did himself actively in New York State so recently. So how do they now embrace Pope Francis's reordering of priorities without losing some face about what their own priorities have been, many of them, over the course of their priesthood and bishop or cardinal careers? That may be a very real tension right now in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. But the better thing is for them to say nothing and let things happen than fight it.
Thank you for your call. Here is Father David in Manhattan, Roman Catholic priest.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for calling.
In all my years, Brian, since I started studying in 76, I have never, ever preached against abortion or contraceptive, and I have never taken up the banner against gays coming to church, gay marriage, any of this. I've always thought those were issues that people really take seriously, and they don't make these decisions lightly. So I applaud the Pontiff's new direction. It is like going back to Pope John the 23rd and opening the window and letting some fresh air in and letting the sunshine in.
So it sounds like you've been kind of an outlier in what you've emphasized, and the Pope is bringing the church a little more toward you. Would you put it that way?
I would definitely put it that way. Yes, I've been an outsider all my entire career that way, and it doesn't bother me. And I think it's very unfortunate that some parishes did not bring it up, at least to have the dialogue. And this is going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of the bishops that are so conservative and single-minded and single-issue focused.
Father David, thank you very much for checking in with us. Brian from Manhattan writes on our comments page, I went to Mass yesterday. Cardinal Dolan said once again, and to my surprise and disappointment, love the sinner, hate the sin. And even more disappointingly, attributed the remark to Jesus. The remark, says this listener, is a rough precis of something St. Augustine wrote. Used as Cardinal Dolan used it, it is akin to saying, many of my best friends are black. Rosemary on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, thanks, Brian. My experience is a little different from some of the ones that you've heard already, but I will say, first of all, the priest did relate it to the gospel. He did say, and the priest was a very conservative priest and seemed very uncomfortable addressing the situation at all, but he did say that part of the gospel yesterday says that emphasizes the need to pray for everyone. And what he interpreted the Pope's statement to be is that what he said is the gospel wasn't just about good people. The gospel wasn't just about the Virgin Mary. Jesus also talked to prostitutes and money changers and other evil people. And the clear message that I got was that the priest was equating gay people to those prostitutes and money changers, and that the Pope is saying that we can't forget about them. We have to pray for them too.
Yeah. So same old message, different interpretation, or just different language or not even different language in the case of your priest, it sounds like. But what about in the congregation? Were people buzzing about this before or after?
You know, I hung around after, and I listened in on a lot of conversations, but no, I would say I didn't hear any conversation about it. Most people mm-hmm. were just talking about their own issues and their own social things. And I almost did say something to our pastor because he is a very nice, progressive person, and I was going to say it's hopeful, and maybe for a change we'll be able to go to church and not be worried about, you know, the attacks we're going to get from the pulpit for being there. I didn't hear anybody talking
about
it.
Rosemary, thank you very much. And Marion in Hackettstown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Brian. Brian, thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, as a Roman Catholic Church, is very conservative, and they did not overtly discuss what the Pope said, but they did remove a couple of things that they normally say during the Mass. Almost every week in Mass, they would say, you know, pray for the protection of the sanctity of life from conception until natural death, and that's their veiled pray against abortion. And then they would say, pray that our political leaders would not infringe on our religious liberties, which was a reference to the whole religious employers have to pay for birth control. Mm-hmm. And they didn't say either of those things. Well, so I'm looking around and waiting for something, but that's as far as they go.
How about with the things that Pope did emphasize, which is more of a focus on the church teachings regarding poverty? Did that come up in any way?
Well, our gospel was about not loving money, not worshiping money, and you're giving away your wealth to serve God, and that you will, you know, be repaid in the next life. So, so that was the gospel that they focused upon. But as I said, they are very conservative. And when the political movement was going on several months ago about religious employers paying for birth control, the priest came out and said, you know, I saw in the New York Times.
And I'm sorry, I get the point, and I'm sorry to do this, but I have to cut you off because we're out of time. Thanks for all your calls on this, everybody, and for listening today. Keep this conversation going at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What did you hear in church about the Pope's remarks?